Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Lord see.
President Trump, the number of black Americans who are now employed is at the highest level in history, creating over 735,000 jobs.
He has given $100 million to HBCUs for scholarships and research.
And he has done all this for us in less than one term. Imagine what he can achieve with 4 more years.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And I'm thrilled to be here in the heart of Georgia to launch our incredible new nationwide grassroots effort, Blacks. Think of this. Blacks for Trump. Black voices for Trump. African Americans for Trump. Call it whatever the hell you want, right? We like it. What do you prefer? Blacks for Trump or African Americans for Trump? I think so.
Well, I want to thank you, and I'll tell you what,
we're doing well. We have our best employment numbers, and we're going to get into it, but the support we're getting from the African-American community has been overwhelming, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your courage and tenacity and devotion to really what's turning out to be a movement. This was like a movement in 2016. There was a movement of a lot of people. And by the way, you made up a good portion of that movement. You know that. Diamond is so gorgeous, so great. So great. For decades, the Democrats have taken African-American voters totally for granted. They have. They didn't do anything for you. Democrats have run America's inner cities at every level of government for 50, 60, and 70 years, and really 100 years, I view it. I think Paris, right? 100 years. When Detroit last had a Republican mayor in 1962, it had a strong, beautiful economy. Per capita incomes were among the highest in the nation. And after nearly 60 years of really crooked Democrat rule, it's one of the poorest cities in America. It was one of the most successful cities in America. Philadelphia has a poverty rate more than double the national average. The city has had a Democrat mayor every year since 1952. 20 out of 20 most dangerous cities in America last year were run by Democrats. I'd say that's not too good. Nationwide, 58% of murder victims under the age of 22. Democrats threw open America's borders to the deadly drugs and ruthless gangs that are all over the place, to mass illegal immigration, which hurts the black community so badly. They passed crime bills that devastated your communities, and Democrats waged a relentless assault on the cherished values that have always defined African-American families. You know that. It's amazing that you've stayed so long, to be honest. It almost becomes a habit, right? It's a habit. Like it's, oh, we vote for a Democrat. Nobody knows why they vote for a Democrat. Look, if they don't do the job, you switch. You got to switch. And some progress has been made like never before, perhaps, in such a short period of time. But under this administration, all of that has changed, and it's changing even faster now. We're undoing the damage inflicted by decades of corrupt Democrat rule and creating a historic tide of new opportunity and prosperity. We've done more for African Americans in 3 years than the broken Washington establishment has done in more than 30 years. We've created 6.7 million new jobs since the election. But as we're delivering results for African Americans, the hard left Democrats have been busy doing absolutely nothing for you. For over three straight years, they've been obsessed with one single delusional goal, overturning the votes of the 2016 great election that we had. And really, if you think about it, overturning American democracy. First it was the Russia hoax. Then it was the Mueller report. The biggest lie ever perpetrated upon the American people, Russia. Give me a break. They're disgracing us as a nation. They've dismissed you, they've hurt you, and they've sabotaged you for far too long. It's time.
say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I'm proud. I left my mic cover at home today. I hope I can. I left it in the studio yet last week. But that's all right. Let's hope there's nobody be on the mic with nothing. Okay. You got me kind of. I'm trying to watch. You got me a little. I'm trying to see. I don't have my light. Which light do I look at? Oh, I'm going to need to know. Okay. How y'all doing? Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and proud. How y'all doing this morning? Ooh, Jesus, it's nice out. I went out yesterday. God is in control. Ain't nobody else in control but God, huh? Look what he did for us. After all that freezing weather, for those who don't know, in Chicago, we was 55 degrees yesterday. Gonna be 50, I think 49 or 50 this day. I was able to take those boots off and didn't worry about shoveling the snow and putting the salt down. For those in the South, y'all might not understand. But what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. But anyway, I know I told y'all that Dr. Anderson was going to be here this week. We rescheduled him for next week. Okay? So we'll get him in next week. He have to come next week. The schedule got a little mixed up. But we will have him on next week. So tell everybody to get ready for Dr. Anderson. You all, if you have not bought his books, you need to get them so you can talk about it. Because he still got he's going to keep that 99 on for a little while so that people can have all those books. And he have a great Black History book in there. I don't know if you order it before next week, whether or not you'll get it in time or what's going on. But he will be here next week. I just know that. We rescheduled him this morning for next week. All right. Now, we coming toward what you call Black History Month. Black History, it should be Black History every day in your house for your children. But we've been programmed to say we deal with it once a month. And that's kind of the way we are. But, you know, in our household, and when we were growing up, we dealt with our history every day. And we need to make sure we get books or know who we are and know what we're doing in order to know about the Black history and know about our children. I was thinking, well, I had gotten all prepared for Dr. Anderson for the day, so we're going to let y'all do some of the talking as we talk. You know, I was just thinking about our people. And this month, and I was thinking about, and you know, when I'm cooking, if I make bread, I'm going to think about my mother, my aunt, Louise especially. She taught me how to cook cornbread, Louise. My mama did too, but Louise taught me the rest of it. Either if I'm cooking rice and have some salmon or something, I might think about it. Clara, there are memories, though. If I make biscuits, I think about my grandmama. Or sometimes just washing or cleaning. And just those memories or certain smells of food that triggers your thoughts and your memories. Because memories are gifts from God that death and nothing else can destroy. And I was just really just thinking, you know, sometimes if I'm cleaning or sweeping, I hear my mama saying, Dorothy Jean, you got to do it this way. Or if I cook certain food and I smell the smell of it, I think about it. Or if I'm making some food, I'll think about how my mama made it. And I'm talking about memories. I'm going to go to Black History and memories. And I think about if I put some beans and onions on and I smell it, or greens, I know my children laugh at me because every Sunday I cook greens. Because that was a tradition in our household that you had greens. And it really was because, and you don't need all that food. You know, we didn't have all that food throughout the week. We didn't start having all that food on our plate every day until later on. Because, you know, we know beans have proteins in it. So we might have beans. We have beans and cornbread, but and always some lemonade or something that cleans off you. We had food every day. And on Sunday, we had to have greens. I mean, I don't know. I just grew up like that. So what I do is my son Bimiji told me, you can't cook no bread like grandma. I said, yes, I can. Tell my mama, I watch her cook it. So I said, okay. How it tastes? He said, we love your bread, mama, but your bread don't taste like grandma. And I'm just dealing with memories for y'all. So what I did was, I said, well, the difference is I'm doing mine in a Pyrex dish. Your mother always did it in cast iron, which I do have cast iron. My mother did. So I cooked it in the cast iron. Oh, this don't taste like grandma. So I left it alone. But the fact that he remember how mama's cornbread tastes, you remember things. It just triggered my whole childhood of thinking about how I grew up and what different things, you know, different sounds. Even it goes to the music. You know, certain music triggers your thought patterns. The music that we listen to, if you're in church and you hear a sermon, or if you think about just certain things that triggers. And I was just thinking about what memories are we giving our children. You know, I remember watching my brother take a broomstick and hitting a rock. You know, we played ball with a rock and a broomstick. That's why the baseball players were so keen, the black baseball players, because they start practicing with rocks and a broomstick. That's how they got their kingness on. And as you went on, and if you're in Chicago, in northern cities, you remember seeing folks going on the basketball court and playing basketball, or children wrestling and doing things, or riding their bikes, or jumping rope, double dutching, smelling food, and people all out talking in the neighborhood. Those are things, memories that was not so long ago. If you're in the north, you're in New York, they sit on the stoop. If you were in Chicago, you know, you was in the, you know, they had alleys and porches, back porches and alleys. That's why Chicago is unique. We're going to talk about memories today and how we got over. So you would be going, sitting on those back. Chicago got unique alleys. Chicago had those back porches where you sit on, and the parents, you know, you would hear parents, or you think about, and I'm talking about this stuff for a reason, and you would get to it in a minute in terms of thoughts and trauma, what children remember. You walk up now in Chicago, walk down 47th Street, hear music blasting. You know, anywhere you are, in Harlem, and as Lou Ross said, Butter McBottom, or if you're in the South, or if you're in Atlanta, wherever you were, Philadelphia, hear them on the corner doo-wopping. There was a sense of belonging and a sense of community, and we had a unique community. And it had nothing to do, y'all want to say, is integration and all of that. Is not that. We're going to get to that, too, because it should have been desegregation. But children had a sense of community, whether it was in the South or they were in the North. And we've always had our problems. I mean, we had gangbangers and stuff doing their stuff. We had folks out, the winos who look after you. Some folks always did a little drugs in our community. But it was a different feel, and it was a different, but you knew it was your community. I knew everybody on my block, on 43rd Street block. I don't know everybody on that block anymore. And less than maybe a few months, it have transformed. Why? Because other people from outside of our culture have bought, came in, those old people was getting older, and they non-traditional money, and they paid cash and bought their beautiful homes. Beautiful to them, because I don't know where they came from. Or you don't see children double dutching, riding their bikes, singing. It's worse you might not believe this. This stuff is almost worse than when we was enslaved. Jim Crow, it's kind of worse. You know, when the children was walking to school, we knew. I knew the stewards. My children have only lived from Indiana, 44th Indiana, 43rd and King Drive. That's where they've been. That's where they grew up at, except for the older ones who would travel, who live, you know, in California and a couple other places, Jim and Ebony. But I thought about memories because we are in Black History Month. And in order to talk about Black history, you got to have something to talk about and some memories and how it exists and what it is. A lot of folks come to this country and they bring their culture. The country used to be that you come in the right way, you become a part of the country, you learn the language and all. You had ethnicity, you had your own ethnicity in different areas, but you was the American culture. You spoke English. You did things, you know. Our communities are so different. And I tell my children, my grandchildren, and my children, this community is different. You have to be very careful wherever you are in the whole country on what's going on in this country because it is different. And I don't think you understand or do you see it. It's easing up on the Black community. Tell me, unless we saw some children out in the community double dutching. You passed the basketball court and really saw some young men playing without being afraid. Or you saw the people getting dressed on Sunday, going to church, walking to church or going to church. Or children riding their bikes while the grandmothers and stuff or mamas were sitting there talking. You kind of keeping the eyes on them. Or the block parties. I didn't know anything about block parties until I came to Chicago. Very unique. Nancy Jefferson used to have the United Block Club. All at once a year at it used to be at the hotel that was on Halstead, Holiday Inn. That's what it was then. It's not that anymore. PTA parents and you baking and you going into schools, memories and the sense of security and the sense of family. I'm talking about the Black community. Or young man passing by the pool hall in Chicago, 51st Street on the West Side, anywhere you be, and young man and the older men pull them in there and put their boots on. Hell, come here, boy, let me talk to you. And we didn't have this thing. You don't have a daddy, you don't have uncle, because the whole community, the children, belongs to them. These children are not experiencing this now. It's almost, if you sit down now and talk to these children about those days that was not long ago, they'll think it's so long and so history. I remember I was speaking at my granddaughter's school once, Jamoke. She's in college now. And little girl raised her hand and said, excuse me, did you know Harriet Tubman? I said, no, I did not. She said, but you know so much history. Well, it's important to know history. But we have history. Let's talk about some of it for a moment. In Chicago, Lou Palmer. Who was Lou Palmer? Who was Georgia Palmer? What role did Lou Palmer and Georgia Palmer played in Al United getting Harold elected, as we talk about Harold Washington, Gus Savage, who was Gus, Silas Parnell, Fern and Jared, who were these people as we came together? Fern and Jared had a lot to do with even the station back then when they was had their little station together, Vernon and Purvis and all of them got together and put their little money together just to get $14.90. That's why you have the station. But Vernon Jarrett, who was these people? I tell somebody, I was in, I baked bread for a long time, you know, because when I came to Chicago, back to Chicago after we had traveled, I didn't want to be in the public eye. I just wanted to be a mother. And I would bake bread and send the bread to the schools. And all the other stuff of being the PTA and the PTA group would come together, Parents Teacher Association, and we would have areas. Miss McIntyre came out of Ida B. Wells. She held those children together down there. Lucy Walker in Chicago, I'm talking about. Joy Stewart or the Stewart's our family. It's you just have to think if all the people that I'm not even naming, you know, I'm not naming all of these people you talk about. Nobody talk about Sin Stacks. You know that you have the parade, but, you know, who and what? Every now and then, these outside folks will tell you who your historian was and put a plaque and you tell them, they have to tell you about your community. But it's simple things like memories. We had problems, but we had love, and we had a sense of community. You would never see a young man jump on an older lady or a child. You know, you had some, there was a sense of, there was a code of ethics art where some things you just didn't do. You know, the old lady felt protected. She didn't go running from little boys when she saw them. There's a study out that, and I'm going to have to read it thoroughly before I really talk about it, but most of the people who are really a victim of crimes in terms of carjack and assault of black women. And we're going to have to get deep into that. Why? Is it because we don't have protection? Or is it because how our community is set up? Or what's going on here? And you've got new people coming in here who have no respect right now for our community and think that our people are not protected. Why am I talking about? I was going to have Dr. Anderson today. We was going to go through this whole thing of native blacks in America, but and the immigration whole thing and economics. But we're going to redo that next week. But when I got the call, he wanted to redo it this morning. I got the call. I said, well, okay, let's talk about the memories. What kind of memories are giving our children? All night long, long sirens. You look at the TV, children are shot. We never had so many children. The most we've lost children before is when they was lynched and stuff. And our men, we lost our men and stuff. We lose more folks to this than we are to all the other stuff that used to go on. The destruction. You know, there's a book called The Destruction of Black Civilization, but there's a redestruction. I mean, this have not stopped, Chancellor Williams. It really have not stopped. It's done got worse, and there's no understanding. I'm going to take a break in a few minutes. I don't have to take now? Okay, thank you. Chancellor Williams, you should read that book, Advice Among Masters. I talked about that before. But Destruction of the Black Civilization is a very good book to read. And we're watching it before our eyes today. And I don't think we understand it. Or we just start blaming ourselves. And I'm not saying we don't have internal or external, but there's some forces at hand today that's really destroying us. So what do our children have? They scared, they turn on TV, somebody shot. Children almost get, they scared, they gonna get shot, they ducking. I saw a little boy pass my house, we big, teenager. And I said, how you doing, son? He jumped. He said, I'm all right. I said, okay, baby, you be careful. It's like that was new to him, for somebody to say something to him. And I just kind of watched them going down the street, but they walk around with frowns on their face because they got to look mean. And they got to be ducking and, you know, it's a combat zone. And it's not just our community now. It's other folks who controlling all of the illicit stuff in our community. And they play another game. It's not the same game that Jeff Ford and all of them played. But you got some other stuff going on in our community. That's part of it. But this was all by design. And I think that if you ride around the cities wherever you live, and if you go to other communities, you will still see those things I just told you about. And they have problems. You'll see bars. I call them water holes. If we didn't have the water holes, Harold Washington would not have been mayor of the city of Chicago. We wouldn't have cracked that. Because it used to be in Chicago, the highest position that you would look to was your congressman. And the first congressional was your highest. You looked up because of the Dawson and stuff until we cracked that and put Harold in. But we were able to go to the water holes, to the bars, talk to the people. You know, people could go, and when you're in your own place, I'm not talking about this other, and you're talking, there's a difference when you're talking in your place owned by you than when you're in somebody else's place. Sorry. There's nothing wrong with going there, but there's a difference. Every community have water. I just want you to take a moment in Chicago, wherever you are, and ride through those other communities. First of all, they're going to be looking at you. Secondly, and you're going to see you're going to see an assimilation of what I just got to telling you about what our community was about. They have their clubs. Sometimes y'all rent some of them. You go eat their food. You set up a whole thing so you can eat their food. They have their bars, a lot of bars and stuff. And the thing about this, you can't blame the white man for shutting down the bars in our community. Not all of it, but they manipulated it. Our own elected officials took communities and made them dry. They did that. Saying, I remember the thriving community out in Roseland where all folks get off work and they would go, drive the community up. I used to go to blues clubs and stuff. So you don't get a chance to have music in school and you don't get a chance to go hear no music or nobody to really be out and be where grown folks are. But I was riding through a community the other night with one of my daughters, Ebony, and I was showing her about the all those, they had the restaurant, they had the clubs, they had all this stuff. I said, this is how she might have seen a glimpse of it. The black community was. Everybody else came down to our clubs. They came to hear our music. But you'd be hard-pressed to find a club to go to right now and hear our music. I'm just talking about culture. Black history. Silas Parnell put a lot of children in school. A lot of y'all listen to me out here now. You have not gotten to schools without Silas Parnell. And Silas Parnell made sure those children got to HBCUs. And in fact, Silas Parnell, as a mother with five children, helped me get my children in school. And Evan and Jimmy went to school with Silas Parnell at A.S. McKinley down there. Got Evan and Jimmy, show them how to get them in school in them HBCs. But we just throw that away. Because our children don't know about that. Almost any help they get now, almost, not all, is other folks they're going to and they sitting there throwing them some crumbs. And most of our community organization that's trying to hold on and do those things have a hard time even getting resources. But folks can come across the border, just walk across to this old nasty, racist, ugly country, and then take everything that you have built. That's why I'm sorry. Next week, we're going to really talk about this Native thing. There is a difference between a Native black America and then a black skin color. Because most of those people, you see, most of those people, there's a book called Without Sanctuary before they started my sanctuary cities. I introduced that book to y'all when I was in office at a different reparation. Most people in this country, if they are not Native blacks or white Anglo-Saxon, they're not that. They came to a place for refuge. They had somewhere to escape. Black America have never had nowhere to go. We love Africa and all those places. Don't get me wrong. And I visited many. But you have to have a passport to get in and out. And you're just glad to get. But we've never had any place to go except from Mississippi to Chicago to New York and all of north and south, east and west. That's all we had to do. You know, we had no place. So we built a country and we built community based off the love of our family, our country, and our God. History. You had to say something about God or something in school, when the bell rang, you got quiet. You did a pledge. and you be a silent if you're not a silent moment, you say your prayer. No government official office, no government official who, as they open up, be it city, state, county, or federal, to do the government business without having someone to say the prayer or say something. And we didn't have 1,001 different folks saying prayers, and I don't think that should happen because it was in God we trust. And you saw the reinforcement all over the place. And you knew, and that's where some of your consciousness came. And then we got tricked that we don't trust in God. I was talking to, and I talk to my children often. There are tears I get. We sit around, we discuss stuff. I always tell them, I'm sharing all this stuff with you before I'm gone. At least you have something to pass on. And one of them told me, well, Mama, I don't know how these children, some of these children, you know, they got, I said, no. Tell me, well, the enslaved people went through more than that. That they went through, oh, of course we did, but we knew there was a God, and we were together in terms of, well, Frederick Douglass would not have been the great Frederick Douglass he is if there was not a community. Can you imagine a mother had to send her baby away because the master needed somebody? A master talked to the one master to get his child to go and play with his son, have his son have a playmate. But this man learned how to read from the Bible and went on to be one of the greatest writer, orator, newspaper, and a fighter for freedom for black people. And he was a minister and he was a Republican. Frederick Douglass. If you look at, and I would advise you to get the Tillman Handbook of the Great Black American Patriot. And it's more than that, because and every child should have that for their children. You should have that for your children. And take your children around if you want to go on tours and see all these places. Harriet Tubman, but Sojourner Truth. You had Mary McLeod Bethune was in the service, a minister, service of country, and service of community. There was always something that was there. But when they remove you from your culture and start hating on those who make it, I hate Clarence Thomas because he's black conservative. I hate, not because we never did that. We didn't hate Senator Brooks. Senator Brooks was Republican, but he was good for us. We hate Ben Carson, one of the great black surgeons. Instead of telling our children what he came through and how he got to be a surgeon, we tell them about how he was old racist Trump. I mean, you understand how we program. You know, there's so much we can tell our children. And that's why in this book you'll see pictures and different stuff of, you know, how we built hospital. We can tell them how we did. George Washington Carver, what did he do? How he did the peanut and all the stuff he did with Danielle Williams. We got a lot of stuff. Kaji Woodson, them, they did over on Wabash. They did came up with the Negro History Week. We had folks for a long time hating Booker T. Washington. because they make us tell us what to do. And I'm saying that because I see folks with their playbooks now. I can hear you in here. The playbook is, they tell us who to hate, what to do, Ida B. Wells, how all these women, how we struggle, what we did. We can do it again. We did it then. We got to do it again. But there was something, one thing we had in common, more than one time. We had a love for God. We had a love for our community, a love for the future of our children. And we knew we wanted to make the next group better than what we are. And we've lost that. And I think it's been coordinated. And we didn't just, we used to put money together to send children to school and be happy. And they always came back and gave something. We're not telling you got to stay. You don't have to be my neighbor if you don't want to, but how is it that we have gotten all of this funds and stuff that people died to fight for You know, people playing football and basketball and baseball and make all that money. But after the movement, they was fought and they was fought to get equal, get some equal pay. We demanded people be on TV and radio and all these things. And what did these folks do? They ran like hell away from the community. I don't know that many of them, some of them did, have come back to rebuild housing, rebuild like these folks did, build medical centers, or look out to make sure the schools are correct, because the schools they messed up. And it's part of the problem. And we right here hollering about a done Biden or Trump. And we need to be hollering about who's going to do for our schools. Who put us in this mess? And how is our school? Our children cannot read. How can they be caliber? They're not critical thinkers. One thing these people had in common was they was critical thinkers. I recommend this handbook. Because you get a chance to see the children and see all the stuff. It was always about the children and the future. But it's almost like folks hate children. Last thing, and I'm going to come to the phone in a minute. Not only did they a study about mostly black women who's getting attacked and getting carjacked and all that other stuff, but it happened to black women, mostly black women. Black children are behind in reading, math, science, as much as we do music. God knows y'all can have Taylor Swift. I'm not knocking them. But how many black artists do your children love right now that's playing music? We had so many you can't even name them. But music got taken out of school. You're not part of stuff. That's been strategically. All these folks, what they had in common, they was critical thinkers. They believed in God, and they believed in the children and a better future, and they worked toward that. And they passed it down, and they passed it down. And that's what this part of it, and I'm not through. We'll do part two when we come back, because I want to take some calls now. But we'll go on. We continue this at 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to let you begin to tell me some of the things you think. You can't be so hard. We can do it. Not so hard on yourself. How do we do it? It's been strategically. And just try these other neighborhoods. It's so much, y'all. I'll tell you some other stuff on the other side in terms of these numbers. I heard my friend Sharpton talking about this border bill. Y'all better leave that stuff alone. Because them 5,000 a day they want to come across, I heard Charles Thomas, and then the numbers are next. These folks outnumber us 3-1. We are hurting ourselves by supporting something that's not good for us because we got our talking points. And the question is, who's been in charge and why we like this? Now, y'all out there trying to defend that report that them folks put out. Hey, I don't need y'all hollering about the report. I need you to be hollering about the destruction of black children's minds. And who's going to do something about that? Talk of Chicago 1690. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take it wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. And you can get us on Blog Talk. If you miss us, Evan and Jim Alisa, they manage my Facebook, y'all. So what I'm going to do, I want you to get your coffee and get your tea. She said I don't have to take a break. So I'm going to talk to y'all for a moment. Which we're celebrating Black History Month, and I want you all to talk to me and tell me. And we don't have to take this, because in a few minutes we're not going to be able to do nothing about it. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, we better go back. Okay? Now, I think I'm going to go to the phone. Cliff, you haven't called in a while. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Miss Dorothy. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a great deal of respect for you, so even though you don't, you think I'm crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I just think you just like to mess with me.
Okay, listen. Right, you remember a couple of years you did that roundtable summit with Tavis Smiley?
Back when Barack was in, everybody got mad at me because I said that.
Yeah, that was you were excellent. You know,
I was way back when Barack was in. I said that. Do we not supposed to demand stuff because Barack is in? He black. I don't care
That's
who's
right.
in. You're supposed to demand for your people, black, white, green, or purple.
That's right. Yeah, you sure did. So here's my question, right? Out of all those who participated, my question is, who do you admire the most out of all those that were involved in that roundtable summit?
How hard you do that to me?
Well, because I respect you. I'm just curious.
I admire all of them. We have different of opinions. I admire all of them. Dr. DeVoe was on there. She was on there. A lot of folks, I admire all of them. I love Tavis. I love him. He's my brother. I'm glad he's back on VON, and I admire everybody on there. I love them all. Let me just put it like that. I don't have no one person.
Okay. Well, anyway. Well, I'm just simply saying I look forward to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to me. You know, he's the one I admire the most. You know, of course.
But can't you love him and love the other ones, too? Brother Farrakhan
is
my...
But you talked about the birdie, right? Remember the birdie?
The birdie, yeah. No, but listen to me, Cliff. I'm very close to Brother Farrakhan, and I love him dearly. But as I said, I admired all of them. Thank you, Cliff. I love you.
All right, love you, too.
Love you, too. The little birdie, huh? My son, Bimbergy, love that little birdie. That one out of me, y'all. You have to look it up on YouTube. Janice.
How you doing, Miss Kilman?
I have a Black History. Talking about Black History, baby.
Yes, Miss Kilman, I had to learn Black History. But you know what my mother said to us?
What?
She said, I learned more from them people going to them white neighborhoods, washing clothes.
Right.
Cleaning houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came back and they had a dream for us.
Mm-hmm.
And when my mother finished nursing school in 1947, Miss Betty next door to her went to her graduation. She went to Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm. And wait now, hold on. Tuskegee is what Booker T. Washington and this so-called knocked down this white statue that, you know, who helped Booker T. A lot of folks helped him. He did. But they tell folks, hey, hate Booker T. You had a whole group that came out and started attacking Booker T. You know?
Well, you know what they didn't like about Booker T.?
He said, drop your buckets.
That's most important, because lighting the form as it is just working in the field.
Right.
I'm not saying it verbatim.
I understand. No, he's
and
saying.
And my mother took us to Tuskegee as kids.
Uh-huh.
And we saw lifting a veil of ignorance from a race of people.
Yeah.
And one last thing. Your people can go online and put in Booker T. Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they can hear the letter Booker T. Washington wrote to George Washington Carver to get him to come to Tuskegee. And he would always say he's going to quit, but they never would take his resignation.
Well, let me ask one last thing. Before
you
go any further, Booker T. Washington, Mary McLeod Bethune, all of those folks worked with government also to bring things back. They went into hate. They was into God and love. They worked with all the different folks to bring. Now what they've done to our people now, Janice, is they told us, you don't work with them, but all these other folks are working with them. They just deal with hate. I can't when I'm listening and they start that hate rather than the solution. I change.
I learned something from my grandparents. They did not like drinking, even though my grandfather married my grandmother. He had a bar, and my grandmother said he won't have it long, because she saw what alcohol did to our people.
Mm-hmm.
But that was her.
But my dad had a whiskey still.
But
go
on. If you drank or if you didn't drink, if you needed help, they were there.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
She saw what alcohol had done to her brother and other people, had destroyed them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of people back in the day just hated alcohol. But I like what you're saying. But we also, Miss Tillman, if you can look at something, it's called $2 and a Dream.
Okay, I'll look at it this week.
That's clean. And that lady said something. We don't have race pride like we once had.
Yeah, thank you. That's one day we'll talk about that, too. We'll do the whole subject on why not. It's been manipulated, and it's really deep. Thank you so much.
I'm going to let you go. I know you got a lot of calls.
It is. This is y'all's show today, Black History. Anita?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Dorothy.
Yes?
They have this thing where women are having two children so they could work. In my mother's day, they had a lot of children and worked. And the women are just out of touch. And
yeah, you know what, Anita? I feel I got friends that's my age, right? And they used to talk about me because I had five children on purpose. Now, I didn't have five children. They had birth controls and stuff during that time because I wanted a big family. And some of the friends I got in there who didn't, they used to say, oh, you having all them babies? And I got one in particular that was very close to me. She have none. And these people are all lonely. So you got a lot of folks in public life that don't have children. Some folks could have them, don't have them, some couldn't. And those that didn't would adopt and help those who had a lot of children. But there's something happening. You go in the grocery store now, you'll see more dog food on the shelf than you see baby food in the black community, I know, in our community. Okay.
Let's say one more thing. That's pretty pitiful.
But it's true, though, isn't it? It's true when you go to the grocery store and you see more dog food or chef lined with pet food.
Come on, Dorothy. I go to the vet shop and deal with the horses, too. But wait a minute. Check this out.
Uh-huh.
When you have two children, you're just learning how to be a parent. And you at work, you ain't even in touch with your child and learning how to be a parent because you at work all the time. And that's why they retarded. The women are retarded.
Now, come on. Some folks can't have children. And those can help. And some other folks only have two. But I think that's our mistake, is that our numbers, and I got to go because the board is lit up, our numbers, they say, if we're going to just get wiped out, and I think we're hurting ourselves, Anita. It's really deep. Our numbers, and some of these folks who are talking about, we got to have humanity across the board, or give me that money, all that stuff. You are working yourself out. When the census are taken, these people got to be counted, yeah, huh? And you will not be there. Because one thing I do see and I do know, all of these people, if you look, pay attention to the news, who do you see talking about issues for their people? You see all those people of color who only use us when they want, but you can't get angry at them. They are building and they're fighting for their community, and those who are not from here, who we brought into the sanctuary, are fighting for their country. And the question is, who's fighting for the black child and who's fighting for the black woman? And that's what I want to know for the black people. Alvin. Oh, that's not Alvin. That's Calvin. I'm sorry, Alvin. I'll come back to you in a minute. Calvin.
Hello?
Yes, Calvin.
You know, one of my fondest memories was, and I know you spoke about the community and stuff like that. They used to, in the city, they used to have these factories in the city.
Right.
You know, and my father and my friends' fathers, they worked at these places. You know, they was dignified. You know, they was able to buy houses.
Yeah, and send their children to school.
Send their kids to school in these communities.
Uh-huh.
Some can walk to work, dignified.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then they took those.
They closed them down and sent them to China. They closed them down and sent all that work to China.
And that's when it changed.
Mm-hmm.
People couldn't afford their houses anymore. They couldn't do anything like that. There wasn't no new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And things fell by the wayside. And then, you know, you talked about when these clubs and stuff like that. My father and them, they used to go to checkerboard. They used to go to the pond.
Oh, yeah. And look, Lee's Unleaded Blues, anyway, all over the place on the West Side Road. But see, but they closed them. But let me tell you, Kevin, our own people made those areas dry. Close those folks down and made it hard for them to get licensed. And they don't even understand. They don't even understand why they did that.
Now look what's going on. All this stuff is closed down. It's abandoned buildings everywhere. It's people running all around, drugs and kids. And another thing about these kids, you know, when I grew up, these kids don't know when it was good.
No.
See, they don't have a recollection of that.
That's
they
memory.
Don't have a recollection of sitting down and having dinner with your family,
that's
your mother,
memories.
Father,
They
don't have chores. You know, mommy and my brother cut grass.
Oh, you don't even know the word chores. Don't know what chores is. Don't even have no manners. Don't even know what manners
is. They don't know anything about that. We was poor and didn't even know it.
No. Had love.
Didn't even know it. They had clean clothes on. You know,
had
rules and regulations. You ended by the street lights. You either in front of this house or in this house.
That's our history.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yep,
and it meant something.
So normal is getting up in the morning, getting high all day, wearing pajamas all out in the street.
Oh, and the hair.
They normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that.
Yeah. Well, we have to. That's why I said if our folks enslaved could do it, we could do it.
Is that right?
Do it if our people could do it who was enslaved. And we can do it. Those people, all the stuff we came through. But what's happening is, Calvin, is that these liberals, these folks who done took over whatever it is and given us our talking points, there's no, and I'm going to say this, and y'all stay on the phone, don't hang up, my board is lit up, and I don't know if they take one more after you, I might not. the you can bring me B.B. King when I go out. But let me tell you, when there's no nobody who's really, how do I put this? These folks don't get mad. There's something missing here, you know. And we don't have in the public square. That's, you know, you had Carter G. Woodson in the public square talking about black folk. Booker T. Washington. All throughout our life, through my history, up to me, there was some question being raised in the public square about black people, black children.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's nothing. The only thing in the public square now is Eric trying to give the illegal immigrants $53 million worth of credit cards.
Yeah.
And Prixa and Johnson and all of them giving these folks how they don't have no money. I got my tax bill.
What?
I got my tax bill. And they getting that money and saying they need more taxes from me to build shelters.
Yes.
Send them home. But they're going to replace you. So there's nothing in the public square, Kevin, about black children and black people. That's why you're having a problem. Would you agree?
I totally agree. And these store owners, see, they gave all the stuff. You see, when the store owner was black, the money stayed in the community.
Yeah, but you know, they closed them stores down. I remember they go around.
They closed all the stores
down.
They got these people
by regulation.
They got these people out here. They raping the community and they taking the money out of the community.
I'll talk about that. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. I want other folks calling. We're talking about black history, our own black history now. Y'all call me back. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, our number 773. The board is lit up. I got a few lines. Our number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook and we're on group Facebook. Everybody want to know why we're singing the blues? I want y'all to know. Everybody should be having those children listen to me every day. Get this book, Tillman Handbook of Great Black American Patriots, see what we did, and get Dr. Anderson book. Hey, this is why. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. We're going to talk about why we singing the blues. Come on, BB.
And I'm Kevin Brown on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
A leader of an Iranian-backed militia group that carried out attacks on American soldiers in the Middle East is killed by a U.S. Special Operations retaliatory drone strike in Baghdad. U.S. officials say the Qatayi Hezbollah leader was responsible for the drone attack in Jordan last month that killed three service members and injured dozens more. Rocket and drone attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have continued daily since the war between Hamas and Israel began in October.
Tentative arrangements have been made for the funeral of Army Reservist Specialist Kennedy Sanders. The 24-year-old will be buried in Oakland Cemetery in her hometown of Waycross on February 17. Sanders was posthumously promoted to sergeant and is among the three soldiers from Georgia killed during an attack on their base in Jordan.
Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fani Willis is seeking to throw out subpoenas filed against her for a court case next week.
Michael Roman, a defendant in the state's election interference case, has claimed that Willis should be removed from the case due to an improper relationship with a special prosecutor, Nathan Wade. The DA has filed motions to quash the subpoenas, claiming it's simply a fishing expedition. Willis has also stated she's gained nothing financially from the election investigation. I'm Natasha Williams on the Black Information Network.
Dexter Scott King spent his final days working, making phone calls and poring over documents in deep thought. Leah Weber King told the AJC her husband was focused on ensuring the King legacy was protected into the future, even though his once sturdy body was racked in pain as he battled prostate cancer. King, the third of Coretta and Martin Luther King Jr.'s four children, died on January 22nd. A public memorial service is being held at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's memoir will be released in May, and Coming Home, the Phoenix Mercury player gives details about her detention in Russia and her release. Griner telling ABC News it's a story of hope and survival of before and after. She added the book is also a story of how her family, faith, and the support of millions rallying for her rescue helped her to endure a nightmare. Griner was released in December of 2022 in a prisoner exchange. Giants, art from the Dean Collection of Swizz Beatz and Alicia Keys, opens on Saturday at the Brooklyn Museum. The striking display pulls from the extensive art collection of the married superstar couple that includes 98 works by 37 artists. Most of them are American, but they also come from several countries in Europe, and six are from Africa, ranging in age from 28 to 70. The exhibit is intentional, with nearly all black faces, and in areas of a political subtext, there is a certain focus on black Americans. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. On social media, follow the BIN on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Black Information Network, and on X at Black InfoNet. I'm Terry McCready, along with Kevin Brown, on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Good day, America. Hello, Chicago, and what's up, West Side? This is P-Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. I, along with Chicago Red, would like to invite you to lunch this Saturday, February 10th at Billy Goat Tavern, 1535 West Madison, from 10 to 2 p.m. with free lunch and parking. We have done enough talking and jiving. Don't get mad. Get organized. Put on your gym shoes and tie them up tight, because we're running to the right. See you this Saturday.
Science is everything, and President's Day is a great day for exploration and innovation for our kids. Join WVON as we broadcast live from the Black Creativity Exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry, Monday, February 19th, from 9 a.m. till noon. MSI has so many new, fun, and inspiring exhibits for our young people, including Black Creativity's Juried Art and Black Architect Exhibits. Also, check out the Blue Paradox, Science Storms, and the Baby Chick Hatchery exhibits. It's a family affair on President's Day with WVON at one of the world's largest and greatest interactive museums that's right in the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Perry Small. Join me and Ativa Buchanan from the afternoon show for our live President's Day broadcast from the Museum of Science and Industry. That's Monday, February 19th, from 9 a.m. till noon. What a great fun-filled day for the entire family. We are WVON.
Get your free family four-pack to MSI on President's Day only by using the code MIDWAY2024. Tickets must be booked in advance and do not include parking. Visit WVON.com while supplies last.
This is Reality Radio.
The reality is, not only is February the shortest month in the year, but it also seems to move faster than the other 11. So before we run out of time, it is imperative that you make that run to the nearest theater and see the movie Origin. It is the brilliant, nearly verbatim adaptation to cinematography of the nonfiction award-winning book Cast. It is the eye-opening, most compelling, documented, thoroughly researched movie of our lifetime. When Ava DuVernay read the book, she knew immediately that sound and sight were necessary so that everyone could receive and understand the message that Isabel Wilkerson had delivered in her book. When no studio would touch it, Ava raised the money independently and produced a masterpiece. These two genius black women have definitely changed the narrative.
This is Reality Radio with Kathy Hughes.
What's your reality?
What's your reality?
What's your reality?
Get ready for an unforgettable evening. On Saturday, February 24th, join us for the 29th founding anniversary of the National A. Philip Randolph Pullman Porter Museum and the 2024 A. Philip Randolph Gentle Warrior Awards Gala. Hosted by ABC7's Jose Sanders, this black tie gala dinner at Wintrust Grand Banking Hall, 231 South LaSalle Street, from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. will be the highlight of the year. Enjoy live entertainment, dancing, and a sumptuous dinner while we honor change makers who are transforming communities, politics, and policies. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at APRGentleWarriorAwards.com. That's APRGentleWarriorAwards.com. A night of celebration and inspiration awaits, brought to you by the National A. Philip Randolph Pullman Porter Museum, celebrating history, honoring heroes, and shaping the future.
There is nothing as important as your health and the health of your family. UChicago Medicine knows that. So every Saturday through their Community Health Focus Hour broadcast from 1 until 2 p.m. on WVON, they cover all health topics relative to you living a better life. Their doctors, experts, hosts, and community leaders share facts and advice on how you can live healthier. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m., sponsored by UChicago Medicine at the forefront.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey?
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
As we present Lean on Me the musical Limited Engagement, written and produced by yours truly, Jimelita Tillman, and starring Arthur Barnes Jr. as Joe Clark, just in time for Theater Week in Chicago with field trip and community group dates at 10 a.m. on February 15th and 16th. This limited engagement runs the entire weekend through February 18th. For tickets, log on to eventbrite.com or call 773-373-1900. Lean on Me, the musical Limited Engagement, will follow seven of their characters on a trip through romance, reunion, and redemption. Lean on Me, the musical, live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, celebrating 20 years committed to children, community, and culture. See you at the theater.
WVON 1450.
Live from Xfinity Studios, celebrating 60 years, it's the icon of American radio, WVON Berlin, Chicago.
It's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Let our rejoice
days that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
The King said, I don't mind. I heard somebody do that the other night. I was just listening. I heard somebody say, they did a play the other day, and they did it. We're back, y'all. Dr. King said, I don't mind. I mean, here's a man. And by the way, his son's memorial is today in Atlanta at 6 o'clock at Ebenezer. I wouldn't be able to make it. Dexter King, who was, them kids was raised without their father. And they had, the mother had to be both. And our prayers are with Bernice and Dexter today. I'm so sorry. I told him I could not make it down there today. I really wish I had planned to go. But he said, I don't mind. He said, I'm giving my life. I'm leaving my children behind with nothing because I gave it all. But I know we're going to get there. People say that, but they don't know what he meant. Dr. King understanding this man, like some of us who was close to him do. In his mind, I know how he believed. Dr. King had faith in black people, and I still have faith in the masses. It's not the masses that's messing up. It's those who don't reap the benefit. Dr. King believed that if our people get in a position, that they will come back home and help rebuild the community. It's 7 o'clock. Wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world, to take that deep breath, because it's important to be, to love yourself as Harold said, not to hate anybody else. Come on, Brianna, my little young daughter over there, she here. We're going to take that deep breath. Come on, y'all, heart and mind. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 black. One more time. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you? Come on, come on.
I come here tonight and plead with you.
Plead with him, Dr. King.
Believe.
That's where we at right now, y'all. That's where we at. I'm pleading with y'all. Come on.
I said to the group last
come on.
Night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign
it's
with the
time for sign, y'all.
Of self-assertive man.
We gotta do that now.
Own emancipation.
We got to do that to make folks stop trying to give us our talking points. We got to sign our own Emancipation Proclamation.
Don't let anybody take your manhood.
But if they tell him what to say, you can't think for yourself, and they're destroying your children. They're already taking it. Your next generation, they can't read, they can't write, they can't think.
Said earlier tonight, we don't have anything.
We get some to come through the cracks, but it's not right. We paying taxes.
Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get the language right tonight.
Get the language right, Dr. King. They need it so bad.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I am black and I am beautiful, and we are back, y'all. I'm telling you, all of my spirit and my soul and my prayers go out to the King family today. I'm so sorry, Bernice, I can't be there with y'all. I tried, I was going to come. But they do a memorial for their brother today at the King Center at 6 o'clock. So anybody in Atlanta, y'all can go by, or you can go online to the King Center, or you can go with Bernice and watch it online. My intent was to go there, but I was unable to attend because of another. But our prayers, because their father gave it all. He could have stayed here like some of these other wimps who tell you they're leaders. Don't think they didn't try to buy him off. Don't think that before they shot him, they didn't say, we're going to get you. And that's why he told them, no, you can't scare me. My soul belongs to God. You take this body, you can't take my spirit. But he gave it up for us. And we right here running around thinking we done did. I made it on my own. No, you didn't. Dr. King and other folks died. And those who reaped the education, political benefit, and economics ran away. But you come on back. I love you anyway. We have nothing. It's very important that we do that. We have to do that. Bernice, I love y'all. Whew. My goodness. Yeah, that's two of Dr. King's children gone. Mm. That's something. I remember those children were small. Also, I know I said happy birthday last week to Jamil in case I didn't. Happy birthday again. We're celebrating Black History. And we talk about our own history and the things we remember as children and how we are and what we see going on now. And that's what we're talking about. I'm going to go to the phone now. I'll talk of Chicago 69 of Vienna, number 773-59-16. Got a little sad there for a minute. 69 on number 773-59-16. We're streaming live at www.viewing.com. When our heart radio takes off, you go. We're on Facebook and group Facebook. And Blog Talk, if you miss us. Also, Menino Me. It's coming up, y'all. It's coming up on the 15th, and the 16th is the matinee, and that's community tickets for $10. I think that's what it is. You can call 773-373-1900. But that Thursday and that Friday, this community day, y'all can come, and it's at 10 o'clock, at 10 a.m., y'all. And then with 16th and 18th, we got a regular show, 4 o'clock on Sunday and 7 o'clock on Friday. And I think I read right, 16th and 17th, 18th. Oh, that Saturday you got 7 p.m. Doors open at hour before. And make sure you call 773-373-1900. Support our community. Support what belongs to you. Okay, we're back and we're going to the phone. Thanks, you two. I'm going to have to take a break. Okay, let me know, because I sure need a... I'm going to have to take one? Okay, I didn't take one at the top of the hour, y'all, so now I got to take one. Let's rush these, let's get as many calls through, and then we come back. I'm going to take a 4-minute break in a minute. and just talk to you. I was thinking about my brother, James, who raised his children. He raised them in Detroit. Most of them was born in Pensacola. How he learned how the community we grew up in, how he did all of his children. One of them was a doctor, some doing other stuff. But how he raised them based off of what my mother taught us. And most of us raised our children where we was taught. I know I was told, hey, girl, my neighbors would think I was so old-fashioned with my children, but I only knew what had been passed down. We can get back to it. I know ain't nothing to it but to do it. But the black community had been abandoned by those who, while we're talking about racism and sexism and all that other mess they got you talking about that's holding us down, that's not what's doing it. And I'm not saying we don't have to fight for what's wrong and what's people bothered, but those who have reaped it, it's just as guilty as anybody else because they jumped and ran. So they get in line and they get the money. They just don't bring it back, some of them, not all. And then the rest of them just make it and don't come back. They just don't come back. So they are just as much the blame for what's going on. They're not fighting even for our children, but they'll get their talking points like today. And yesterday I heard all these black folks defending the Attorney General report. You didn't defend it with Trump. Same thing you want. And, oh, you got to be fair in order for God to talk to you. You can't be unfair. They came after this man who was a president who had the right. They came after this man who been taking stuff for the last 16, 17 years. Let both of them go. That's what y'all need to say. Let both of them go and then get back on your agenda. But no, you got your talking points. You trying to lift one up and down the other one. That's why nobody respects us as a people. And that's why all these other folks is walking all over us and they getting the resources and we getting the talking points. Because they said we don't have to worry about them. They're going to come with us anyway. No, we want to know either one of them, both of them, agenda on education and economics of black people. That's what we want to know. And how do we save our land, our farms, and how do we save our houses? Both got to address that. You can't come with that, just that racism. And what gets me, God bless her soul, Pope Kamala don't know anything about what we suffered. Joy Reid, none of them know. But they'll use the talking points. Our talking point should be, leave both of them alone. Let's get back on the agenda. I want to know what both of them are going to do for us. That's what we want to know. So people can begin to respect us like they're doing all these folks and letting in. Let me go to the phone. I know some of y'all been waiting a long time. And I'm going to get to all y'all. We're going to get through because we're telling y'all story today. Lee.
How you doing, Sister Tamba?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. I lived through the black history. Well, we came from the South,
uh-huh.
Came on the Greyhound bus. I was real sick, so I was in the front of the bus.
Yeah.
Driver said if my mother didn't go in the back of the bus, he would not move that bus.
Mm-hmm.
So this was in 58.
Yeah. You was on Continental or Greyhound?
I was on the Greyhound.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so he would not move the bus until I went to the back. My mother,
I believe it.
Okay, so she pulled me until I went back there in the back. So, well, anyway, what I wanted to say is our people, because I come up here and I'm in my 70s now, our people do not stick together. That's the problem. They don't stick.
Wait. I got to hold you for a minute. You got to separate leadership from the masses. Because I'm going to tell you what my experience has been with the masses is that if the masses get the right information, they will move and work on it. The masses are being directed in the wrong way through those people that you're talking about that are leading us. They're not looking out for us, but the masses, Ms. Lee, be clear on this. Throughout history, if you give them the right information, they will move and they will fight. And once they move, there's another group at the top. They go on. And then they don't come back and they leave the masses suffering like they're doing now.
Well, okay, Sister Tillman, all right, over the years, and you have been in the politics for a long time, you talk about the children. It's not the parents' fault that the children is not trying to go to school and try to read and learn something. Once they get out there in them streets and they find out that things is easy to steal and kill and whatnot, and it's better to do that than to do the right thing. See, a lot of people need to go back to the Bible, go to the church, Mm-hmm. You know, because this is, we're not going anywhere. This is just a revolving. It just keep going around.
No, we can't go on without God, Ms. Lee. But I must say, my tax bill is so high for education. And when we walk your children to that door, until we get them back, we work with them. From the time you got them from kindergarten, and you're teaching them about sex and everything else and about racism and all this other stuff, a child needs to learn how to read and to be, once they are critical thinkers, Ms. Lee, in my heart, and I also believe in God, but critical thinkers, some of this stuff, they won't be led, but this school, these schools are factories of failures and they're turning out criminals. I'm sorry. I'm not saying we don't have a role. I think the churches need to start opening up some schools like they did back then and open up some kind of tutoring program for these young kids. Because they're
exactly,
not teaching
exactly.
them.
Exactly. They need to do that, to turn the children around. Because, I mean, for the old people, like right now, we are scared to even come out of our house.
I know what you mean.
It should not be like that.
No, it shouldn't be like that. But we got to stand up. There, today, in the last 2 days, Ms. Lee, and it's getting on my nerves. All I've been hearing folks talking about defending Biden and all these folks and all that stuff, and that's because you got a group of folks who get paid from that. And they want to talk about that, but they will not address, you will not find, tell me these leaders who is addressing these factories of failures. When you looked at this paper back in January in the Sun Times where they had all of the educators sitting around the table, all of the Latina representatives, the school board, the member from Johnson's office, a member from the National Teacher Association, from the CTU, all of them. And they was talking about making sure that those illegal immigrants read, know math, and that they get a wraparound service. I'm saying, look at the powers to be, what they're doing for their children. Our folks are not doing it, Lee.
I know, but and I wanted to say something about that, about the Biden and Trump. Ms. Tillman, the people that have worked in factories and okay, and you're depending on your Social Security, you have to know that Donald Trump said he's not going to give you anything. He's going to take
it. No, I didn't hear him say that in English. I didn't hear him say that. And that's what people say he said right
he
now.
He said it.
Well, you got to tell me.
I
haven't
I'm
heard that.
Away.
See, that's what I'm saying, Lee. We got so caught up in the politics of these two men that we are not looking at what's going on in our community. That's all I'm trying to say, Lee. We got to focus on, I don't care who it is. It's for our community and for our children. Thank you, Lee. See, it's so hard. And folks get mad because they think I'm here or there. I'm not here or there. I'm trying to make you refocus. You know, we cannot read. You know, I didn't hear him say that, and I don't believe that because I can go give you a list of things that he did do when he was in office. I can give a list of things that Biden did and did not do. Y'all better look at what's going on. Stop reading. Lord have mercy. Sometimes this news is worse than TikTok for our children. Our children got TikTok and all that other stuff y'all talking about. Y'all need to turn off these talking points, too, I tell you. Princess.
Good morning.
Good morning, Princess.
Yes, happy Black Male History and Love Month. Happy Valentine's Day to all.
Thank you.
What I wanted to say, Miss Children, you know they passed a bill called the Bill 96 down in Kentucky, because you know Southern people, you know, we're going to make sure we pray.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a mandatory moment of silence in every school.
Uh-huh.
In every school. And also we need to hold up our last singer of the Spinners who passed this week too.
Okay.
Henry Fambro.
Okay.
He's the last original singer with the Spinners.
Isn't that something? Okay,
yeah, he died of natural causes, they say. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And
you're more than welcome.
I'll play some for him next week.
Okay, then. You all.
All right. Thank you, Princess. Look, y'all, my board is lit up. I got to make one or two lines open. I got to take a three-minute break, however it is. I'll be right back and go straight through and get y'all. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVN, number 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us up as you go. We're on Facebook, and group Facebook, and blog. Thank you. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to be gone just for a couple of minutes. I got a couple of lines open. Come on, talk to me, and I'm going to go straight through when I come back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON. It's time to focus with Robert McKay. Quality conversation, protecting, preserving, and preparing our past, present, and future. Sunday evening at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Chicagoland knows that Barney's New Life Health Foods is Chicago's alkaline water headquarters. It's where your refills are still just $1 per gallon. Stop by Barney's New Life Health at 3141 West Roosevelt Road or visit online at nlhealthchicago.com. Start 2024 off right by detoxing the bad habits of 2023 with our 7-day or our 30-day cleanse. Detoxing is important to avoid unnecessary health issues and is a good first step to weight loss. Barney's New Life Health has cleansing teas and sea moss in all forms. Stop by and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales associates. According to Google, our customers say, our place is great. We are extremely friendly, very knowledgeable, and they can't wait to come back. Now it's your turn to visit Barney's New Life Health Food at 3141 West Roosevelt Road. For more information, we're online at nlhealthchicago.com or call 773-762-1090. 773-762-1090. It's a new year, and it's time for a new you.
Science is everything, and President's Day is a great day for exploration and innovation for our kids. Join WVON as we broadcast live from the Black Creativity Exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry, Monday, February 19th from 9 a.m. till noon. MSI has so many new, fun, and inspiring exhibits for our young people, including Black Creativity's Juried Art and Black Architect Exhibits. Also, check out the Blue Paradox, Science Storms, and the Baby Chick Hatchery Exhibits. It's a family affair on President's Day with WVON at one of the world's largest and greatest interactive museums that's right in the neighborhood.
This is Atiba Buchanan. I'll be joining Perry Small for WVON's live broadcast from the Museum of Science and Industry, 5700 South Lakeshore Drive, on President's Day, Monday, February 19th from 9 a.m. till noon. Come out and bring the entire family. We're WVON.
Get your free family four-pack to MSI on President's Day only by using the code MIDWAY2024. Tickets must be booked in advance and do not include parking. Visit WVON.com while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Mighty Singstack Rice, CEO of the Chicago Defender Charities. With Empowered Generations, WVON's special feature on Chicago's Black Legacy Family. If you've ever rocked an S-Curl or used that iconic pink lotion moisturizer, then you'd know the Lester family legacy. Back in 1950, Fred Lester Sr., a displaced steel worker turned barber, noticed the need for quality hair care. This led to the birth of Lester Products Incorporated in 1957. With family backing, it transformed from a small storefront to a global multi-million dollar enterprise, standing tall as an industry leader. Now, fast forward to 1989 and the Lester Foundation was born, raising over $1 million for community organizations in Chicago. Today, Fred II, Jory, and Sophia carry on their father's work, keeping the Lester legacy alive and empowering generations. Now that's legacy empowerment.
Science is everything, and President's Day is a great day for exploration and innovation for our kids. Join WVON as we broadcast live from the Black Creativity Exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry, Monday, February 19th from 9 a.m. till noon. MSI has so many new, fun, and inspiring exhibits for our young people, including Black Creativity's Juried Art and Black Architect Exhibits. Also, check out the Blue Paradox, Science Storms, and the Baby Chick Hatchery Exhibits. It's a family affair on President's Day with WVON at one of the world's largest and greatest interactive museums that's right in the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Perry Small. Join me and Atiba Buchanan from the afternoon show for our live President's Day broadcast from the Museum of Science and Industry. That's Monday, February 19th from 9 a.m. till noon. What a great fun-filled day for the entire family. We are WVON.
Get your free family four-pack to MSI on President's Day only by using the code MIDWAY2024. Tickets must be booked in advance and do not include parking. Visit WVON.com while supplies last.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I got over. How did I make it wonder how to make it over. How I made it over. How did I make it over? Tell me how we got over, Lord. Had a mighty hard time coming all over. You know my soul look back and wonder how did we make it over?
That's what I'm talking about. Come on, Mahalia. Another one for Black History, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. This is what brought us through. Like, come on, Mahalia. Real close to Dr. King. Was she Black History? Come on now. That's Black History. Come on, Mahalia. That's what we do. That's what we did, y'all. We made it on over. Let the children hear Mahalia.
Tell me how I made it over.
Yeah.
Falling and rising all these years. You know my soul.
Oh, yeah, Black History, Black History. That's the real Black History. Come on, Mahalia. Yeah. Woo! That's what got us over. That's why you need to get the Tillman Handbook. A great Black American patriot. Mahalia was a patriot. At anywhere at bookstores. Black History, that's real Black History. Come on.
Coming from the north, south, east, and west. They on their way to a land of bread. And then we got a job.
Woo!
The
that's the history, y'all. That's real Black History. This is a lady who put back what she made to the Black community. She loved Dr. King. I'll be back in a minute, y'all. I had to play this for y'all. Woo! That's real Black History.
You know, all night long, God kept his angel watching over me. Early this morning,
That's black history. That's how we got over. Golden shout. Go on, y'all. Go on and shout. Woo, y'all, I got chills. I got the Holy Ghost up in here. I feel like shouting. That's real black history. That's walking. That's real black history. Play that music, the real music. That's Mahalia Jackson. That's real. She gave back so much, and she loved Martin, as she called her. Oh, she did so. And Dr. King loved her. I tell you, Mahalia Jackson. And let me go to the phone now, y'all. I'm going to go straight to the phone, 773-591-69. We're streaming live. www.vn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, on group Facebook. And we're also on Blog Talk. If you miss, I'm going to the phone, trying to go straight through with y'all because I got 25 minutes. I'm trying to go through, and we're going to have Dr. Anderson next week. He told me just stay on his native black, and I'm staying on it. Alvin.
Hey, sister. Tell me, how are you?
How we got over, baby?
Yes, indeed. I'm fired up. She was so wonderful. May was just one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And she sang at the 63 March. She sang that same song. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the sister on the West Side that worked with you with Parent Equalizer? I cannot remember her name.
You know my Marion Stamps?
That's the sister that, yeah. She's still living?
She's from Cabrini Green. No, she went on to be with Gloria quite a few years ago.
Yeah, you all were just so dynamic and fabulous. You hit the nail on the head. We have to have, like you say, a narrative, our own narrative.
Yeah.
And it's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. All we want is freedom, justice, and equality. And we want reparations. And we want people to leave us alone.
Well, I tell you, we got they call it the thing called the algorithm. What's out in the algorithm? We need to be in the public square, and we need to hold all of our leaders, elected and unelected, or appointed, to put us back on the front agenda. Whatever they're talking about, put us back and talk about it. Don't bring me the illegal immigrants, send them home. Put us back.
I agree with you. We have to have our own narrative, but something, there has been an erosion in our family, Dorothy. And your mom and your mother, and you believe in family. It is happening in our family.
Yeah, that's what we can bring it back. We brought it back. We came across on the boat. We can bring it back, and we stop listening to other people and focus on our God and focus on us.
Yes, no question about it. But you got a lot of folks out there, like they said, when the Lynch syndrome is alive and well, they're going to take it any way they can get it. We used to have a certain level of, you know, back in the day, they used to say, we rather walk with dignity than ride in shame.
Oh, yeah. Hold your head up.
A lot of our young people don't have a clue of what that means.
Well, that's our fault. That's why we got to bring our real history back. That's why I'm doing our history today. I don't hear none of this other junk about Biden and Trump and all this misinformation. I want to hear about us.
Absolutely.
Let's get rid of these factories of failures. These schools are factories of failures.
Yes, indeed. You know, when you think about people locally in this city, I'll be turning 70 this year. I remember a guy that told us it's enough to make a Negro turn black.
That's Lou Palmer. All right, now. It's enough to make a Negro. And we salute him, too, today. And Georgia. Don't forget, Georgia was so brilliant. So brilliant. Georgia was real brilliant. Craig.
Good morning, Mother Tillman. It's Chris. How you doing?
They put Craig. Hey, Chris.
Okay, good, good. When I call your show, I sometimes I have a different opinion.
That's
and,
all right.
And then I know you didn't agree with me, not last week, but the week before.
But you know what? Anybody who can't have a disagreement and still talk and work it out and do whatever, something wrong with something. We have a right to have disagreements.
Right. And I know you're a woman of the cloth. But you never answered me how you still support Trump with the rape case.
Well, I told you he wasn't charged with no rape. You need to go back and look at all of it.
They said
the assault, and that one number was the most set up on Trump. How can you support? See that you want to always see. That's what I'm talking about, Chris.
Can I,
wait,
no,
you can't. You can't. I'm not. We talking about black history. That's what
can
get
I
us.
Finish?
No.
Can I finish?
No. Listen to me, Chris.
How do you assume I didn't review the cases?
That's what I mean. We cannot. We so fired up. I watched it. I'm gonna watch him today, and I'm gonna watch. I watch all of them. I watch C-SPAN. I listened yesterday to the Supreme Court hearing. We just get us. He was not charged with rape. That crazy woman. He was charged with assault. You go to CNN. Look what all she was talking about. We getting caught up on him. I don't care because I can go and tell you a lot of stuff about Biden, but that's not my interest. My interest is black people. I don't care what. We need to put out an agenda here for black people. And that's how we get sidetracked with the subterfuge. You know, we get the subterfuge, and we get the useful idiots to talk this stuff. I'm talking about us. Stone, what is this?
Hey, Ms. Tillman.
Hey.
I'm talking about black history. You know, okay. I grew up my Uncle Seal Johnson.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love Seal.
I lived in this house for 8 years.
You know Seal was my buddy. Seal was my buddy.
So I grew up, I mean, it was awesome. We had a big family. We from Robbins. We watched The Roots 35 deep at my grandma's house in Robbins. And when people came from out of town, we would be thinking the president coming because we was all out there jumping and hooping and hollering whatever time they came in the middle of the night. And we went from that to straight hating ourselves 50 years later.
Yeah,
I threw a family reunion in my backyard 2 years ago. It was over 100 snowballs in the backyard, and it was beautiful. I cried for 4 days. It took so much out of me.
Well, let's go back to Let's go back. Thank you so much. We got to go back to all of that. We really have. I tell you. David.
Yes, good morning, Mrs. Still.
How you doing, David?
I'm good. Now, my black history is when my mother, they used to come from Florence, Alabama to the west side.
Oh, I know where Florence is.
That's right. And then out to the south side, I'm buying a house, integrating the neighborhoods. And at that time, it was called, you know, black people going into integrated neighborhoods were called blockbusters.
Yeah, I remember blockbusters because they sell you that house. They're bad from the... From the white folks and the niggas are coming and sell it to you for a lot, and you get on one block, and they say, them boys going to be out here with eating watermelon, and they start running.
And we had some beautiful times. Me and my mother and my other siblings, we had grass and trees.
Yeah,
and prune the yard and whatever and everything, barbecue, and listen to that good music. And
yeah,
everything.
Yeah. I can feel it in here. I can hear it.
And I learned from my mother, you know, my beautiful black queen, I learned joy and sorrow. When the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, mm-hmm. I never heard her scream and holler like that, like he's actually a family member. Mm-hmm. She cried, oh, they got him, they got him.
Because she know that she knew David, who you putting chills on, she knew that he died for us. He spilled his blood so that black folks might have equality, not no DEI, not no equity, but equality and the right. That's what he died for. Thank you, David. That's what he, oh, my goodness. He just put some tears through me. Okay. Hey, Williams.
Good morning, WBON family, and thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
My black history moment is with my father, my uncles, and my aunties. I remember when Richard Pryor came out with that album, and he was using the N-word.
Yeah, nigga. They made us stop using it. They made us say something wrong with it and all that other stuff. And because, see, they make us get rid of everything so we can't remember. This is what this meant. Yeah, I remember that.
Right. We couldn't. My father said there's nothing funny about saying that.
But Dick Gregory came out with a book called Nigger, too. If you remember, Dick Gregory wrote that book. It was a good book. He ran for president. He had a dollar bill. You used to put it in, go to the currency exchange. I mean, go to the laundromat, put it in there, and the real money come out there to ban his dollar.
Yeah, that you know, that was, and look where that word got us today with rap music.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
just period. You know, and also the Chicago public school system, they are having a round table event at each high school, and you can get on Zoom. I was on one at CBS.
No, but you can get on a bit talking, but they're not talking about what they did with the other one. I'm saying we got to focus on. Really, if they don't get on and look at William, exactly where our children are with math, science, and what's in those schools to actually talk about the reason. I'm not talking about no subterfuge pontificating, but the real stuff. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
That's what we need to be. But nobody's going to talk about the real stuff about black children if we're not all on one accord for black children. We can't be all over the board. We got to be on one accord for black children and black family and black community. And when you send somebody to represent you, they got to be there. If they're in the pulpit preacher, they got to be there. If they say they want the community leaders, they got to be there. We got to have all hands on deck for this, to save this black child and save this black community.
And absolutely, the very next day when I went to the LSC meeting for my grandchildren's school, they were cutting the after-school programs, some of them, because they didn't have funding.
Well, just make sure the after-school program, you know, these devils, demonic, what they call it, they have after-school program where they're teaching the children about the devil, too. Just make sure it's not some of those. I know in the suburbs they're doing it real heavy, but they check it out. It's really something. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
It's really deep what's going on. That's why they ran us out. This is really something. Dava.
Hey, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The word of God teaches us that if he be lifted up from the earth, then he will draw all men unto him. We are lifting up everything and everybody. Now, speaking of King and speaking of Hal Washington, the late Hal Washington, the late King, Dr. Martin Luther King, black people, it's something wrong with us. We get money and we just use that. They pay us out to fall out with our people. Now, Dorothy, I understand why King was so hurt, because when I understand that black pastors, now I don't know, I was a little girl, but I was told that black pastors only one, I think it was Clay Evans, that let him come to his church. Out of thousands of churches, you only want only one pastor?
No, we had more than one. We had more. Let me explain to you, because I advanced Dr. King to Chicago. We had more than one. Clay Evans stood with us. In fact, it was Clay Evans who brought Jesse Jackson to us and asked us to let Jesse work with us. But, no, we had, we had Liberty Baptist Church up there with A.P. Jackson, and we had Freeman over there on 71st Street, Friendship. We had the Lamberts. We had a handful of ministers who supported Dr. King. But a lot of them were scared. No, we had a handful, but Clay Evans was there with us. But we had quite a few black pastors that stood with Dr. King. And but you had the black elected officials and a lot of the ministers. They had a press conference, and they told us to go back. They didn't want us up here. And I remember at the staff meeting, I said, I don't want to be here if they don't want us. And that was the first time we had come to a city or anywhere that black leadership had a press conference, told us to go home. Now, the first time. Even they weren't with us, they was quiet. They would be quiet. So Dr. King said to us, I remember that staff meeting that day, I was very upset. I said, I want to go home. I like Cleveland better anyway. He said to us in a staff meeting that if we could crack Chicago, we could crack this whole country. And he said Chicago plantation was worse than any plantation in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, than Massa down there, because Massa up here gave them a garbage can to keep niggas on the plantation. And that's what Dr. King said. Okay?
Okay. I just want to say that to our people. So that was the people that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. So y'all want us, our age, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s to come together, but they weren't even together themselves.
No, it's always been a small few that fought. The masses will move. Remember, that was not the masses. That was some of your leadership. And I submit to you that leadership, a lot of them, not all, are the ones that are doing more damage to the black community than the so-called systemic racism, because they have bought in and they're not focusing on us. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to take 10 seconds with June because I want to get Tobacco Road in. I think I'm going to go out with I'm going to do Walk a Mile in My Shoes, one or the other. I don't know. June, 10 seconds. I got to go.
Okay, I just want to say good morning. And my best man, my black history moment is growing up in Chicago and running through the gangways and the alleys, being dirty and dusty and being a kid. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Welcome, Mile in My Shoes. Okay, thank you so much. Don't forget, and let me tell you, when I go off the air, the first 10 people that call will get a pair of tickets to see Lean On Me. I'll leave your name, your number. Don't be on the phone long, and we'll get back to you and tell you which show. Don't forget that we do have the 15th and 16th, 10 a.m. doors open hour before for the matinee for the summer. I mean for the community, and on the 16th, Show doors open an hour before show start at 7, and on the 18th, which is Jimelita's birthday, show at 4, doors open at 3. For information, 773-373-1900. Don't forget, don't start calling until I hang up. If you call right now, she ain't going to get you. Okay. I guess I can do it now, the first 10 people. First 10 people. She'll take them now. Write their name down now. And we'll take it now. The first 10, you get two. We just get your number. Leave your name and number. Hang up. Bring it on up. Otis Clay, no more talking, y'all. Just call the first 10. Get a pair. And after that, we through. Walk a mile in my shoes. Woo! Otis Clay, the great Otis Clay. Woo, do I miss him? Walk a mile. Yeah, them first 10. Yeah. Just don't talk to them. Just get their name and their number. We'll call them back. And after 10, hang it up. After 10, put the X on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't forget 773-373-1900. Lean on me. Come on, Otis. Tell him, Otis. Hey! At last! Sit your children down and tell them about the black history. Tell them about the water bucket. Tell them about the number 310 tub. Tell them about going to church, putting your quarter and your nickel in. I know y'all all gonna watch the Super Bowl, but there ain't nothing like Super Jesus. Woo! 773-373-1900, 15 to 16, 10 o'clock. At one another. Every day. Come on, Otis. After get 10, put the X on him. Woo! Jamil said her Black History moment is me. Thank you, darling. That's Jamil. Her birthday was last week. Hey! I'm still your brother, y'all. Hey, come on, Otis, tell them. When you strike out, wherever you are. Woo! You heard me. We're not going to do reparation today. We're going out with this. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Come on.
Walk a mile in our shoes. Those people who have come here because they had sanctuary. Walk a mile in the native black shoes. We built this country. We have an interest. We have equity. You know, equity is our blood, sweat, and tears. And we have a right to these resources. You have no right to treat us like this. And black folks, you better get mad. And you better stand up and fight for the children. We built this. And everybody want to come in and say it's theirs. And we not. Hey, y'all. It's our country. The native black America, America, the red, white, and blue belongs to us, and you better fight for your children. Dorothy Wright Tillman, see y'all next week. Hey, walk a mile in my shoes, put the Mexican when you finish. There are people, y'all. Each time you get through, put an X on it. Yeah. Well, let me get ready to go. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me right here every Saturday from 6 to 8. Telling all you people, walk a mile in our shoes. And until next week, I'll see you next week. Hey, much love to the King family. Love y'all.
The president, for as the special prosecutor puts it, his willful withholding of classified documents in his Delaware home, his garage, and more. That's the good news. The political punch to the president was how special prosecutor Robert Hur writes, Biden's memory is shot. Couldn't recall when he was vice president or even the timing of his son Beau's death. Devastating, especially since Biden's age is an issue. The report also contrasted Biden against an uncooperative Donald Trump. The report stating Trump refused to hand over documents and even tried to conceal them.
Donald Trump has a lot on the line with the case the Supreme Court is hearing on whether Colorado is right for kicking him off the ballot in that state for his role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Here's Trump's lawyer arguing before the high court for him to stay on the ballot in Colorado.
Even if the candidate is an admitted insurrectionist,
Section 3 still allows the candidate to run for office and even win election to office, and then see whether Congress lifts that disability after the election.
The issue is the 14th Amendment of...